Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, Pills to Purge Melancholy. Well, yes, ball is hit. The two cellos, and of course, the requisite oboe music. Now let's begin on a cheerful note with music written for an instrument that many of us were introduced to back in grade school. I'm speaking of the recorder. And unlike the cacophony you may have heard in recorder class at school back in the day, the recorder was considered to be part of an important part of the moral and educational influence on the minds of the young. Grieg's Holberg Suite Opus 40 played a pivotal part. It was originally composed for piano and later adapted for string orchestra. It is a set of five movements based on 18th century dance forms, and one could say maybe an essay in neoclassicism. It's based on folk rhythms and melodies, and it definitely captures the moment. Today, a spirited and celebrated performance by Michela Petri, joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra, with Oku Kamu conducting.
Thank you.
sprightly yet somber performance by Michela Petri, joined by the members of the English Chamber Orchestra, with Oku Kamu conducting. And that was Grieg's Holberg Suite. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to move along to some music by Vivaldi. This is a work for mandolin and orchestra. It was written back in 1725 and is considered one of the hardest and yet the most popular works for the mandolin, and is often programmed alongside the very well-known Four Seasons. Today, it stands alone in a wonderful performance by Bonifacio Bianchi, joined by the members of I Solisti Venici.
Thank you.
just impeccable. The mandolin stylings of Bonifacio Bianchi, joined by the members of I Solisti Venici, and that was Vivaldi's Mandolin Concerto in C. Not a mean feat to pull off to that degree of perfection. We're going to continue on with two great talents, lots of talents today. I'm speaking about the two cellos. This is the Croatian duo of Luka Sulich and Stepan Hauser. Now, they apparently were rivals back in the day, but came together to make some beautiful music and attracting the attention of the likes of, Elton John, Lang Lang, Steve Vai, and more. They first came to fame on YouTube with a cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal. They had 3 million views in the first 2 weeks. Now, you have to think, that was back in the day. That was a lot. Here they are with Every Breath You Take.
Thank you.
The Two Cellos and Every Breath You Take. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time, the time, well, I look forward to every time in the program. I'm speaking of oboe music time. Today, some music by Joseph Viala. Now, he was an accomplished oboist born in Bohemia. He eventually made his way to serve in the court of the Elector Maximilian Joseph. And he did make an impression there on none other than, get this, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And Mozart actually helped Viala secure a position back in 1778 after the death of the Elector. Now, Viola's other musical journeys took him to Vienna and St. Petersburg, where he worked in the court of Catherine the Great. And you know what? Along the way, he wrote some pretty great music. Let's take a listen to the opening movement of the Allegro. This comes from his concerto in B-flat for oboe. Here is Ingo Gorycki and the Polish Chamber Philharmonic. Thank you. Impressive double tonguing and perhaps a little circular breathing in that. The talents of Ingo Gorecki, joined by the members of the Polish Philharmonic. That was the opening allegro from Fiala's Oboe Concerto in B flat. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Mark Reed. And let's have just a little bit of fun. Fun from the disc Pills to Purge Melancholy. I can't even say it, I'm laughing already. It is lewd songs and lewd ballads from the 18th century. It's a lovely disc by The City Waits. And I cannot say more about these selections, but, you know, I think they speak for themselves. Here is An Oyster Nan Stood Her Tub. And There Was a Lass of Islington.
As Oyster Nan stood by her tub to show her vicious inclination, she gave her noblest parts a scrub and sighed for want of copulation. A vintner of no little fame, who excellent red and white can sell ye, beheld the little dirty dame as she stood scratching of her belly. Come in, says he, you silly slut, 'tis now a rare convenient minute. I'll lay the itching of your scut, except some greedy devil be in it. With that the flat-capped Fursby smiled, and would have blushed, but that she could not. Alas, says she, we're soon beguiled by men to do those things we should not. From door they went behind the bar, as it's by common fame reported, and there upon a turkey chair, unseen the loving couple sported. But being called up by company, as he was taking pains to please her, I'm coming. Coming, sir, says he. My dear, and so am I, she says, sir. Her molehill belly swelled about into a mountain quickly after. And when the pretty mouse crept out, the creature caused a mighty laughter. And now she has learnt the pleasing game, although much pain and shame it cost her. She daily ventures at the same, and shuts and opens like an oyster.
Basket on her arm, her pears to sell. You may know it right well, this fair maid meant no harm. But as she tripped along the street, her pleasant food to sell, a vintner did with her meat, who liked this maid full well. Quoth he, "Fair maid, what have you there in basket decked grave?" "Fine pears," quoth she, "and if it please ye, a taste, sir, you shall have." The vintner he took a taste and liked it well for wine. This maid he thought of all the rest most pleasing to his eye. Quoth he, "Fair maid, I have a suit that you to me must grant, which if I find you be so kind, there's nothing that you shall want. Thy beauty doth so please my eye and dazzle so my sight, that now of all my liberty I am deprived quite. Prithee now consent to me and do not put me by. It is but one small courtesy all night with you to lie. Sir, if you lie with me one night as you propound to me, I do expect that you should prove both courteous, kind and free. And for to tell you all in short, it will cost you £5. A match," the vintner said, "and so let this go round." When he had lain with her all night, her money she did crave. Oh, stay the other night, and the money thou shalt have. I cannot stay, nor will I stay, I needs must now be gone. Why then thou mayst the money go look for, money I'll pay thee none." This maid she made no more ado, but to a justice went. And unto him she made her moan, who did her case lament. She said she had a cellar let out to a vintner in the town, and how that he did then agree £5 to pay her down. "But now," quoth she, "the case is thus, no rent that he will pay. Therefore, your worship, I beseech to send for him this day." Then straight the justice for him sent and asked the reason why, that he would pay this maid no rent, to which he did reply, "Although I hired a cellar of her and the possession was mine, I never put anything into it but one poor pipe of wine. Therefore my bargain it was hard, as you may plainly see. I from my freedom was debarred, then good sir favour me." This fair maid being ripe of wit, she straight replied again, "You had two butts more at the door, why did you not roll them in? You had your freedom and your will, as is to you well known. Therefore I do desire still for to receive my own." The justice hearing of the case did then give order straight, that he the money should pay down, she should no longer wait. Withal he told the vintner fine, if he a tenant be, he must expect to pay the same, for he could not sit rent free. But when the money she had got, she put it into her purse, and clapped her hand on the cellar door, and said it was never the worse. Which caused the people all to laugh, to see this vintner fine, outwitted by a country girl about his pipe of wine. Thank you.
some selections from The City Waits. And I think we need some purification after that. So we're going to flip the sides. And this next selection comes from a true visionary of her time, a composer, a philosopher, a Christian mystic. I'm talking about the Abbess Hildegard von Bingen. Now, she has reported to have had visions. She explained that she saw all things in the light of God through the five senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And back in 1141, at the age of 42, she received a vision she believed to be an instruction from God to write down that which you see and hear. And what resulted is a stunningly haunting music, which she herself described as, and I quote, "Every element has a sound, an original sound from the order of God. All those sounds unite like the harmony from harp to zithers." Well, let's hear some of these sounds unite with arrangements of Gothic voices.
Thank you.
the members of Gothic Voices. And that was some music by Hildegard von Bingham. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Just a little note, if you like what you hear right now, it is Latin American Heritage Month, and you can catch Agustina Videla's intoxicating social tango coming